Hey, Bridget, good to see you. It's been a while since we've talked, but we've had a number of great artists and directors that have come through in the last few weeks for our Club Kranitz. It's been an exciting season so far.
Yeah, it really has been a wonderful season. So many people in our community coming out and supporting the performing arts here at Illinois.
Tuesday night, Jason Moran will be here at the Kranitz Center for the Performing Arts. He is doing a performance of Thelonious Monk music based on a performance that Monk did in 1959 in New York. For anybody who knows much about jazz probably knows the name Thelonious Monk. He's still a guy that stretches the ears, though.
Yeah, this is the centennial of his birth this year, which is the reason for the celebration. And it's not just Kranitz Center, but also the School of Music at the University of Illinois that's taking part in this. Gabriel Solis, who's a university music professor, musicologist, is actually working on two books about Monk and his life and music. So this performance seemed like a wonderful pairing for that celebration. And you're right, Monk is synonymous with jazz. He had a very unique improvisational style. He's the second most recorded composer, second only to Duke Ellington. Ellington wrote about 1,000 or more compositions, and Thelonious Monk only wrote about 70. So that says a lot about the importance of his work to this day.
Kind of a pivotal guy in the history of jazz music. Tell us about Jason Moran, who he is, and how you got him here.
Yeah, Jason's a wonderful young artist. He's a pianist and composer and arranger, and he's a perfect match for this. I think his ability to take Monk's inspiration and meld it with his own improvisational and artistic style are really a beautiful match for this program that'll feature not only the musical performances, but also archival photography and video images of Monk performing.
So it comes your way Tuesday night at Kranert. Let's give a little listen here to Jason Moran performing some Thelonious Monk. Said it's not your typical jazz fare if you're not the everyday connoisseur of it, but you can hear how it influenced so many other things.
It's very true. You know, Monk contributed a lot to the jazz catalog, songs like Round Midnight, Straight No Chaser, Ruby My Dear, but he did have a very specific flavor, not only to his the way he played, but to his performance style as well. And so it's a really exciting opportunity to celebrate his life and work.
Turning to some other things coming up at Kranitz Center, we talked with Tom Mitchell last week. The production of Hansel and Gretel opens up tonight, a wonderful opera by the greatest composer's name ever in Engelbert Humperdinck. That and many more things are coming up here.
Yeah, it's a really exciting time of year. We're just coming off performances by Illinois Theater and Dance at Illinois. And yeah, Hansel and Gretel opening this evening should be a real treat. We're recommending that program for audiences as young as 6 years old. It's got a beautiful set, lots of gingerbread work, of course, in this one. And so it should be a really nice way to kick off the season for Lyric Theater at Illinois.
And in the end, spoiler alert, the witch gets what's coming to her.
I can't tell for sure, but I don't think it looks good.
What else is coming up?
Well, tonight we actually have an Afterglow performance. That's our free late night event in the lobby at Stage 5. Tonight we're going to be featuring the Guy Mendelow Ensemble doing a piece called The Forgotten Kingdom. Guy has actually been with us all week doing youth series performances, so we're excited for him to do a performance for our general audiences tonight. Guy's ensemble is truly special. They feature artists from Israel, Palestine, Argentina, and the U.S., and they're really taking a global look at music and at folk music, and I think it's going to be a wonderful night to be in the lobby with us.
I sampled a bit of their music. Some of it is very light, and some of it gets into some heavier themes and really makes you think as you listen.
There certainly is some sort of gravitas to the work that he does, but it's really a sonic adventure. He's sort of taking you on this journey, and I think it'll be a good time tonight in the lobby. I think Guy is particularly good at looking at diverse cultures and people and how that's represented through music. In particular, he looks at the Ladino style of music and that language, and it's been beautiful to see the young people experience his artistry this whole week.
And of course, it's the holiday season is, depending on your point of view, here or about to be here. And of course, there's always goodies with that.
That's right. There's lots of wonderful performances from the School of Music to end out the semester. And of course, we'll be welcoming back the Champaign-Urbana Symphony Orchestra and the Champaign-Urbana Ballet for those wonderful annual performances of The Nutcracker, featuring two incredible casts of young people.
I just had somebody call the station today. They're pretty hot tickets to get usually, right?
I wouldn't wait. I always get mine early. And of course, you can call the Granite Center ticket office to get tickets for The Nutcracker or any of our performances.
And then after that, Cranert goes dark for a little while it's winter break. Is that right?
We do have a little moment of quiet for a few weeks, and then we'll come back in January with more great performances, including those by the Moscow Festival Ballet and more great performances by our academic producers.
Hey, Bridget, good to see you. Enjoy the rest of the semester.
Thank you so much, Scott.
We're back with local news after this.